from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For this Giants team.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Right?
How's Papa Sasky thinking about this team?
Oh, he can't stand watching them. It's like they don't play good baseball. Like, it's very simple. They don't play good baseball.
No, the greatest is after the Seattle Monday night game when the Niners lost.
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing the Periscope Live. And Shashi goes, you know it's going to come down to the end of the season between the Seahawks and Niners. I was like, oh, yeah, it's coming down to the last regular season.
Literally there's the last
play
of the year.
No, I was like, there's no doubt my mind is going to come down to that. Because I remember Danny Fryer, former assistant program director, they don't really need to win the Falcons game, Monte.
Oh, yeah.
And I went crazy on them. They lose the game and Seattle lost. I said, see, I told you they could have won the game.
That's a great Danny Fryer impression. I'll give you a 4 for that.
Yeah.
I need this Warrior season off.
Yeah, oh, when he said that on the show. Were you on that show call?
Uh-huh.
Were you filling
and
in?
And you almost killed him.
Oh, he started yelling.
You're like, what?
Yeah, you know, after 6 years, Monte, it's good to have, take a step back and just, I just need a break. I said, what? You need a break from winning? What the hell is wrong with you?
Could you imagine, like, you know, right in the middle of it, Belichick's like, you know, I'm okay with having a couple down years. I need a break from winning.
Yeah. Jake Hutchinson, you know, it's not fun covering winning football. I just want to cover the Chip Kelly 49ers, Jake.
Steve Jobs, you know, let Apple just not have a couple of good productive years.
Yeah, let Microsoft take over the world.
Exactly.
It's okay. I need a break.
I'm exhausted with trying to keep up.
You imagine Joe Lacob. Yeah, you know what? We're not paying a tax. I know we got Curry, but you know, I just want to win 15 games.
I'm not going
to
sugarcoat it. You sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Join 95-70 game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95-70game.com to learn more. Presented by ACO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Jake Hutchinson joining us live on the River Islands guest line, and all guests on 95-70 game appear on the River Islands guest line. It's in the time for you to discover the islands. I did. Let me tell you, it was awesome. River Islands in Lathrop. Had no idea my guy Shonen Shumpter lives out there in Lathrop. He told me to stop by.
Nice.
Jake, River Islands. Maybe we need to move to River Islands together,
that's not
Jake.
That's not the question. The question
Brendan,
is,
how you staying in River Islands right now?
In or out on Taco Bell burgers?
Ooh, that's a psychotic question for this early in the morning, but I kind of love it. I would do it. I will say I went to Spain, and in Spain you could get a taco and three beers for $4.
Oh, my God.
And so I have trouble coming back to the U.S. and going to Taco Bell, but I would try a Taco Bell burger and feel terrible about it.
Wow. He's
going on big worldwide trips.
Dude, I like that.
Making us feel bad.
Hey, dude.
Family money? Can I borrow some?
Hey, well, now, where were you at in Spain, Jake? Barcelona? Where were you at?
Yeah, I was in Madrid years ago. Ooh. I studied abroad, and that was our move. Just happy hour at Taco Bell, baby.
Oh my God! I want to know, what do you study when you study abroad?
Nothing. Nothing. You study different types of alcohol and food and the cheapest way to get around.
No, you study Spanish women. That's what you do. Come on, Jake. That's what you were doing. You were studying the women out there. Because you know what? I almost studied abroad in Australia. I was very close to studying abroad in Australia.
What were you going to study?
They had a broadcast journalism sector in Australia by way of SF State.
So you're going to learn a new language and broadcast in that language.
Australia, they speak English in Australia. Right?
Oh, Australia.
Austria? No. I wasn't going out there. I was going to Australia.
Yeah, I was like, I'll never forget a Bonte Hill trip to Germany.
Yeah. No, I never forget my guy, Andrew Payne, saying, boy, I went to Australia for 6 months and, you know, all I did was have fun, if you know what I mean. And I said, boy, if I do that, my journalism career is probably not going to get off the ground. So anyway, let me clean it up. Jake. Niners. All right, Brandon Ayuk not signing. It's going to get done today. I guess it's number one question.
Yeah, I think it's imminent. Like that, at least a decision has to be made. Like, it seems like the Niners are closer to working towards an extension at this point than dealing him. I think if they, you know, decide there's just no room to get a deal done, then they trade him. But to me, it's never made sense. It's August. Why would you trade your star wide receiver? I think a deal gets done this week. I'd be kind of surprised if it doesn't. I think a deal is going to get done this whole time, despite how stupid this whole saga has been. So we'll see, but he was out of practice, whatever that means. But
yeah, Niners gear on, Jake. Jake, yeah, Niners gear on.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, yeah. Just hanging out on the sidelines, like pretending that he's, you know, on the team. I guess he's still on the team. Yeah. You know, like he's out there. He's out there at least trying to pretend he wants to be a part of it. I think he does. I think both sides just play this thing so weird, just like straight up bizarre on either end. And it'll end up with a big deal, I think.
So I want to look at that wide receiver. Maybe I'm the only one focused on this. I watched the preseason game with a fine tooth comb because I have no life. But that being said, there were a couple guys that stuck out to me. But I want to know how they're looking at practice, because practice, it sounds like, matters to Shanahan as much, if not more, than some of these games. And they didn't get these practice games in. So you're there. Tay Martin. I like Tay Martin. He seems like a player. How's he been looking at practice? Can he make this team?
I don't think he can make this team. But I do think he's like a guy where you stash him on the practice squad. And like if you bump him up, you feel pretty good about that. I think to me, they've got like five wide receiver spots locked in. You know, they keep Ayuk. It's Ayuk, Debo, Jennings, Pearsall, Jacob Cowan. And then the sixth guy, I would bet it's probably going to be Chris Conley. They guaranteed him a little bit of money. He's looked really good. I just think it's hard. I mean, the only other route is like if you're going to be a punt returner and like they go the Trent Taylor route, but they can also keep him on the practice squad and just bump him up.
He stinks.
He's not great, but he can fair catch a punt, and Kyle Shanahan values that.
Hey, you know what? We've had issues fair catching punts.
So
that's
Ronnie
a good
Bell,
point.
Ronnie Bell out then, you think?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I think with Ronnie Bell is like he's not an explosive athlete. He's made some impressive catches, but it's like he doesn't have like Juwan Jennings has like some sort of magic to him. Like he's not an elite athlete, but he can just sort of make plays when you need him. I don't know if you totally trust Bell in that regard, and you definitely don't trust him as a returner. And it's like his hands aren't that reliable. So for him, like if he was going to make this team, I think he'd have to look like every ball coming his way, he's going to catch. And there's some days he's looked terrible and some days he's looked incredible. I just don't think he's been consistent enough for the Niners to feel like, you know, he warrants a roster spot right now. But, you know, it wouldn't completely shock me. My gut tells me it's a no.
What about this linebacker situation? Because with Greenlaw out, there's a lot of stuff up in the air. Everybody's in love with D. Winters, rightfully. I like what I saw. I was looking at the other guy that they drafted in the same year, Jalen Graham. He didn't look as good. He was very upright in the game. I really liked the Bethune kid from Florida State. I mean, is this somebody they could stash? Do you think he can make the roster? I mean, he was making plays.
Yeah, it's kind of wild because linebacker is one of those positions where you kind of worry about it with the Niners, and then you know you watch training camp and you're like, oh, they've got like five guys who could be their fourth or fifth linebacker. They just always produce. Johnny Holland, such a great linebackers coach. They've just had a great pipeline with that. I think Jalen Graham is a guy they like. He's got size. He definitely has some stuff to work on, but man, like when he fills a run, it's like he's going to demolish somebody. You know, he gets a little too hyped up. He's a guy that has almost started a couple fights. I think he started one, actually. But he's, like, physical. He's physical. He's got a frame they like. I think he's rangy. He probably needs some work in coverage. Bethune's a guy that's interesting. He's had ups and downs. I don't know that he's got enough pure size or athleticism for them to keep him if they only keep five linebackers. I think that's going to be like a special teams decision. You know, to me, it's going to be Warner, Campbell, Graham, Winters, and then the fifth guy, either Bethune or like Flanagan Fowles, or even Curtis Robinson. I think special teams is probably going to dictate that.
Talking to Jake Hutchison, our 95.7 Game insider here on the River Islands guest line. Jake's been down at practice here. By the way, some breaking news in the NBA. Shasky's boy Joe Harris just retired from the game of basketball. 3-point shooter in the 2019
The greatest shooter available a couple years ago. Yeah. Joe Harris retired.
Harris retired.
After robbing an NBA of $75 million with a ski mask.
Your guy. Real quick.
Couldn't guard a mailbox.
Back to the wide receivers. Pearsall. I was. Is he back on the field? Is he practicing? What the hell is going on with Ricky Pearsall?
No, man. He's still out. He's keeping an eye on him every day. He's doing some rehab stuff. It's a shoulder. As far as I can tell, hamstring, he should be fine. You know, he went back to practice and then he injured the shoulder. So at least in terms of lower body, I think he should be all right, which gives him some confidence. But yeah, no, he's not been out there. That's a major concern. And I'm a guy who's been high on Pearsall since before the draft. I really like the pick. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be able to produce from you day one, but he's a rookie, man, and he's got to practice. And these are the most this week. Today, they're calling it the mountain. This is their longest practice at camp, and Pearsall is probably not going to be out there. Nah. So that's something where I don't care how impressive you've looked as a rookie, you need those reps, and it is worrying that he's not been out there.
Damn, first-round pick, man. I'm going to lower my expectations for Pearsall for the season. Second tight end, Logan Thomas got cut. Outside of George Kittle, we always talk about the second tight end. Who's going to step up? Who's going to leave for that job? Because I'm not going to lie, Braden Willis, I wasn't as impressed in the Tennessee game watching him in that preseason opener. Willis disappointed me. So who's that second tight end right now on the 49ers, Jake?
Yeah, it's Eric Saubert. I mean, he's honestly, you watch him in practice and he can really block. That's why they brought him in. That's why he's been in the league so long. He's also made a few catches where I think he's like a pretty clear number two tight end. I think Willis is a guy, he can't block. Like he can't, like it's a problem, and he, I don't know why, like he should be able to. They put him at fullback a little bit, I still think he's your third tight end because of his receiving ability. They haven't had a guy, you know, to me, it's like Ross Dwelly, but Ross Dwelly wasn't athletic. He just had great hands. Mm-hmm. Braden Willis is at least athletic and can move. So I think that's something where they probably go Saubert and Braden Willis. I think they cut Cam Law too. I haven't seen anything from him to feel, you know, impressed. The other guy who's like actually looked decent, I don't think they keep him, is Jake Hondreth. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually pretty good. He's made a lot of catches. He can block. He's pretty well-rounded. Again, I don't know that they keep him, and we're talking about a fourth tight end, but he's looked all right, too.
All right, let's go to the quarterbacks. Let's rat-a-tat-tat these, because I thought Brandon Allen made a lot of really high-level throws, and guys were dropping balls in the preseason game. What's he been looking like at practice? What about Josh Dobbs? I thought he played better as the game went on. And then Brock Purdy, what's he look like at practice? We still haven't seen him in a game.
Yeah, every quarterback yesterday except for Purdy threw up a deep ball that was short by about 5 yards. Not the most inspiring practice yesterday. I will say, like, Brandon Allen, I think they've seen enough of him, especially in the preseason, like, to know that whatever, you know, hiccups he has in practice, like, he can do what you need in a pinch. Like, if it's a multiple game starting situation, I think that's kind of why you got Dobbs, because he's got some upside. I think Dobbs has come on better in practice over the last, you know, few weeks. At the start of camp, he looked terrible. Allen's just, you know, sort of lukewarm, but again, he can do whatever. Tanner Mordecai has not impressed me. He's only gotten a few reps, but again, Purdy only had a few reps and he made him work. So as far as Purdy, though, he's been fine. I think he's not really – I think yesterday he was throwing the ball without – a lot of zip, is hanging up there, allowed a couple incompletions. I haven't been totally wowed by him in camp so far. He's had some days that have been really impressive. But again, I try not to make too much out of training camp for a starter when we've got plenty of tape on Purdy and what he can do. But I, if you're asking me, you know, what have I seen from him? He hasn't blown me away in camp. But, you know, he also hasn't had Ayuk or Trent Williams, so it's hard to evaluate.
That was going to lead me to my next question. How does this offensive line look without big Trent Williams? Because I know a lot of people say, we need Trent Williams at camp. And then I see a couple people say, Trent doesn't need camp. Well, how does this offensive line, can they go into a game week one against the Jets without big Trent Williams and function as an offense?
No. Wow. I mean, sure, you can survive a little bit. But the Jets also have like some pretty good pass rushers.
They do.
Will McDonald's kind of nice. They've got the other guy, Jermaine
Johnson.
I almost called him.
Yeah.
Almost called him Jermaine Jones, U.S. men's national team. Shout out.
There you go.
But yeah, they've got some dudes. They've got Robert Saleh dialing it up. If you don't have Trent, like, that's a problem. I think part of like this practice week and deciding whether Purdy plays is like, how comfortable do you feel throwing him out in a preseason game behind this offensive line and whether they can protect him. And I don't see any reason to feel confident. And I'm not saying Jalen Moore has just been a turnstile. He's had a couple good reps and no one's really going to compete against Nick Bosa. But like, Trent Williams can stop Nick Bosa. Jalen Moore really can't. Like, he's stopped him a couple times. I just think if you're out there week one, and you got Jalen Moore and Colt McKivitz as your tackles and a rookie in Pooney and Jake Brendel and Aaron Banks are your two best offensive linemen. Like, that's like, those are scary hours right there. I would not. You're talking, throwing $55 million a year at Purdy. Like, if you want to do that, make sure he doesn't, you know, combust behind this offensive line.
So would you play Purdy in this preseason game without Trent?
I think they probably want to get some first-team reps, but I also think, you know, Dennis Allen really runs the Saints hard, and they might put their first-teamers out there and not let up. You know, I think Shanahan will make a decision based on, you know, do they actually practice well today? The offense hasn't looked great. I think if the offense doesn't look great again, you probably need some first-team reps this time. So I would suspect the starters, maybe only a drive or two for Purdy, but I think the starters are going to play on, Sunday.
Most promising player you've seen through 3-4 weeks, most disappointing player you've seen through 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, I would say most promising it's tough between Malik Mustafa and Renardo Green, but Renardo Green's been playing on the outside, and they were in the red zone yesterday, and Brock Purdy, his first read was Juwan Jennings, and he put the absolute clamps on Jennings. Now, he's a guy kind of like Charvarius Ward, where he gets a little handsy. He's probably going to get flagged a little bit as a rookie if he ends up starting. But, man, I think that guy is for real. I've been really impressed with him. Most disappointing, I think Pearsall's probably been the most disappointing, but Isaac Arendo, like, the fact that Isaac Arendo is a guy, Pearsall, I at least know he's like a polished receiver. He can run routes. Isaac Arendo, I don't know if he knows how to play running back yet. Like, he needed this camp. Like, he's super fast, crazy athletic, one of the fastest, I think the fastest running back in the draft. But I don't know if he knows how to just hit a hole in outside zone, and he hasn't been out there. That's probably been the most disappointing thing to me out of the rookies, at least.
We watched him pop his hamstring first day of practice, Askey.
I knew right away.
We're like, oh, that's not good.
Multiple weeks.
That's not good.
If not a month or two.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Who's been Purdy's number one target with Ayuk out? Because Ayuk's kind of dominated preseason practices the last couple of weeks, years. Who's been the guy that he's looking to first?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think some days it's Kittle. Some days it's Debo. But he's throwing the ball to Juwan Jennings a lot. And maybe it's because they're having to use Jennings a little bit more in Ayuk's role. I think Jennings still been mostly in the slot, but he's been going to Jennings a lot. And Jennings is just like a funny guy, man, where, again, I talked about him earlier, like he tested terribly at the combine, but he just somehow separates because he's so physical and so long. But yeah, I'd say Juwan Jennings right now is probably the guy that I would give the edge to.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Jake, with some truth serum there. Go get your mic on. Get your mic on. Get your mic on. He can't hear you.
I said, Jake, let me know if Brandon Ayuk even looks at Kyle Shanahan today, because I know he was wearing clothes yesterday. Does he look? Do they lock eyes? That's the report we need today.
Yeah, I'll write up a full practice report on body language. You know, we saw John Lynch yesterday, took a call, put his hands on his knees, and whispered some to Kyle Shanahan. I'll be taking diligent notes for you, Shad.
Thank you. You got any Giants thoughts on your way out the door?
No, I try. I can't bring myself to watch him most of the time just because it's so nauseating. And it's like there's nothing worse than being in the middle and not being like, all right, we're moving, we're young, we're moving towards this. The thing of them just being lukewarm, just this like tepid team, I can't stomach it, man. I just have the guts to suck or go for it. Like, don't be in this in-between of like pretending you're going to compete when we all know that's not happening.
Well, you know what I could stomach, Jake, right now is some of those tacos you had in Spain. And what you're doing out there studying abroad. I want to know more about that trip to hell, training camp, the Giants. Who's going out to Spain and Madrid and everything?
Yeah,
where else you go out there, man? Take the train out to Europe, go down to Paris? Tell me about this, man.
Yeah, you go out there. Yeah, I got to go to a lot of places. But Madrid, man, there's so much food, man. You get the fried green peppers with the salt. You know, you get the, so they look like hush puppies, but they've got like
bone
and cheese inside. They've got it all. And they just give you like beer and bread, and you're just drinking wine, and everybody else is more attractive than you, and it's great.
He's more attractive than you.
You're right. You're not lying about that. Jake Hutchinson, 95.7 The Game.
Jake, what are you going to do after this? Like, what are you going to hang up with us?
He's going to practice, right?
Are you going right onto the field?
Yeah, they practice at 10:25, so I'm going down there now,
Do you have new shoes on Ayuk? Do you have new shoes for George Kittle? Do you have new shoes for him? That was rough, man.
I left before Kittle talked. I felt disrespected. Listen, I'm not out there rocking, you know, Kyle Shanahan's Yeezys or
like
some Air Jordans out there. I got my basic Nike kill shots.
Right.
You know, I think they look nice. I felt a little bit attacked.
But you know what, though? Shame on some of you reporters. Like, maybe Elko's been on the beat for over 30 years. Cam Emmons has been on the beat for 30 years.
These are dads.
Barrels have been on beat for 20 years. Who else is that? Eric French has been on the beat for a long time. Grant Cohn's been on the beat for a long time. He's wearing the same dingy-ass Vans.
No,
let me finish.
Some
Step up the shoe game, reporters.
It's expensive.
Aaron from Crown 4 was down there rocking dope kicks, and he shouted her out. Look, Jason Dubas rocks dope kicks. You know my kick game is on point right now. Step up your game, reporters.
I don't think that's fair.
No, that is very fair.
It's one thing if it's your boys and your family or something, like people that you're intimate. I thought it was a little, like, it's not the end of the world.
They've been talking to each other for years.
Yeah, you don't rip people's
shoes. They know these guys. No. Step up the shoe game, Jake. You heard Kittle. I'm with George Kittle.
I'm with Jake. I'm a media member now, so
Jake, great job today.
What's going on here? You're doing awesome.
You're becoming one of my favorite guests. You are.
Appreciate you guys so much, man. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys throughout the year.
Next week. Good stuff, Jake. Jake Hutchinson here on the River Islands guest line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.